The following interview was conducted on behalf of the Oral History Program of Century High School. The interviewee is Don McCown. The interviewer is Rosalie Romero. The interview took place at the radio station KUIK on the 25th of May 2005 at 1 o'clock p.m. Changes and trends in crime and law enforcement in Hillsboro, Oregon from the year 1980 to 2005. What is the relationship to this question?
Describe
and analyze. Changes in crime and law enforcement
since 1980. And what is my relationship? Well, my relationship, that's the easy part of it. I'm a citizen here. I'm a businessman here in Hillsboro, and I am part of the media. I watch, read, and particularly listen to the news a lot. So I guess to analyze 1980 to 2005 would be just that we're a whole lot bigger. In 1978, when I arrived here at KUIK, 16,000 people lived in Hillsboro, and in 1980 it'd probably be a little bit larger than that, and now we're at 80,000, a lot of it through annexation, but still we're at 80,000 people now. So more people cause more problems.
How long have you been living in Hillsboro?
I don't live in Hillsboro, I live in Shoals. But my business has been in Hillsboro since 1978, August 1, so it's almost 26 years.
What inspired you to work for KUIK?
I had to. I was forced to because I bought it.
Oh.
In August 1 of 78. I'm the general manager and one of the owners, and it was my choice to come to Hillsboro and buy this radio station.
What are the common crimes in Hillsboro?
I might not be a good one to ask that, but I'm sure theft is a big one. I would think we probably, I don't know, probably do no more drugs than other markets, but there are a lot of drug usage, which perpetrates crime. Drugs mean they need money, and so they steal a lot, and in the meantime, somebody gets hurt in a lot of theft.
When you think of Hillsboro in the 1980s versus now, what changes come to mind?
More people, more stoplights, more houses, more crime, and many, many good things as well.
Are there any changes in crime and law enforcement
system? Yes, I think our system has gotten every decade. So 2 decades ago, it was. I'm just guessing. I'm not in the justice system, but I would say our sentencing has gotten to the point that. Doing the crime and doing the time is a lot easier on the criminal than it used to be. I think in Washington County and in Hillsboro, we're very fortunate to have the judges we have, but overall, as the state of Oregon and also being controlled somewhat, I guess, by the justice system, by the federal one, we're too lenient. People need to get punished for what they do when it's bad.
So, how do you feel about Measure 11?
I think it was a good thing. I think it was necessary.
So you do agree with it?
I do agree with it, yes. I believe I voted for it. I think that was a ballot measure, and yeah, I did vote for it. And that's an example of our system being too soft. The judges didn't have anything to do, and so when people scream about themselves or their own children being sentenced too harshly, I guess that child had a choice to not do what they did. Stab somebody, shoot somebody, or steal from somebody. So they get what they deserve. And I'm glad ballot measure 11 is here.
Have you noticed a trend in a crime or in law enforcement?
I think the trend in law enforcement, I would think, well, I do think, in my opinion, the police officers are better. I wouldn't say better than they used to be, but they're better equipped. They seem to handle situations very well because they're trained well. I'm proud or pleased or whatever. I think our police are very, very good. I think the punks and the drugs and everything else, it would just be nice if we could just take a great big broom and sweep the hood away.
Is there a certain group of people that are often linked to certain kind of crime?
Well, yeah, I think they're undereducated by their own choice, perhaps, but still. I saw the other day, it was amazing, it was early in the afternoon, it was like 5 or 6, I think I was heading home, and I saw some guys that, well, in fact, this was earlier, the first time I saw it, I was just paying attention to it. I saw some guys that were in, I would guess, in their early 20s with skateboards, with a whole bunch of guys I put in the punk category. So I wondered, what the heck is a guy 24 hanging out with some guys that are 16, and what the hell is a guy that's 24 years old on a skateboard at 3 in the afternoon? He should be at work. And I just think, you know, racially, I would say, in my opinion, it's everybody gets in trouble. It's brown as well as it is white, and it's it doesn't discriminate. Jerks are jerks, regardless of their color. I think you were pointing for that.
Yeah.
You were asking about that, right?
How has crime changed over the years?
I think it's got easier to do. And I think, you know, there's always been things that alter people's state of consciousness. Now the hot new drug is meth, but recently it was cocaine. And recently, before that, it was heroin. And then somewhere after heroin came cocaine, and I think came crack cocaine. So there have always been drugs that do two things to people. They can't hold a job, so they have to steal for their money because they need money very badly. And they will do terrible, terrible things to acquire money so they can go buy money, they can go buy drugs. And that really puts the citizens, it puts everybody in there in a bad position.
What is the role that community has to play?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't solved anything. We report local news, and we mostly do more news on a national basis. We really haven't been able to build up the resources to where we have reporters on the street. I think if we did, and if I were in a position to be able to do that, we would talk more, we would report more on a lot of things that people don't read in the newspapers or don't see in television. Just really the challenges that faces the police departments and the justice system, how bad it is, and how dangerous it is out there. You're a young woman, and you shouldn't be walking around very late at night in most parts of Portland. And now, most parts of Washington County, you can't walk around at night if you're a woman by yourself, because it's not safe. And that's really, 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 100 really's a shame.
Thank you.
that you can't walk around on the street at night at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. That's too bad. It's terrible. Because we could, when I was a boy, we could be out when I was very, very young, and our parents didn't have to fear for our lives, because no one was going to harm us. And we even hitchhiked all the time. That's mostly how we got around, with our thumb. We hitchhiked. Everybody hitchhiked. And everybody got picked up. And single women would pick up two boys. You know, I've had it many times. And she had nothing to fear, because we weren't going to harm her. It didn't even enter our head. And that's the change. And that's because of, I think, a lot of drugs. And then also our system doesn't allow us to punish people harshly enough.
In your opinion, what is the crime that needs the most attention?
I would say if we did not have the dope available, there wouldn't be as nearly as much crime, and then you could probably deal with just a bank robbery. A car theft once in a while. So I can't tell you which crime is the worst, but I think most of the ones that I'm concerned about come from a need of money because of the need for drugs.
Do you think that the youth of today have more access to crime?
Absolutely.
Do you think the youth of 25 years ago had more or less access to crime than now?
I would say they have less, and I think they were a little bit more afraid of getting caught, so they did less of it.
Is there an age range, in your opinion, in which crimes occur the most?
I'm really not the person to ask that question to, but I would just take a guess. Even in the late teens, it begins, but I don't know which age is the worst.
What can we do as a community to lower the crime rate?
Well, unfortunately, I think what we can do as a community is really just, first and foremost, protect ourselves. Assist the police department with anything that we see or do. I think that women particularly have to be very aware of your surroundings, your environment, where you park your car, where you go, daytime as well as nighttime, even in an automobile. You just have to be as cunning as you can be, and be to keep yourself safe. You go where the crowd is. You go. You don't get caught alone. You're constantly alert. You stay off the cell phone, and you just have your eyes and your ears and your mind. I heard a thing on the radio discussed, and it says our best tool against crime is our mind. And I believe that. You just have to be aware of what you're doing. But also, the sense is that we can take the people we love the most, our children, and just do everything we can to keep them away from people who do dope, and protect them from that, because I'm not so sure that once you're on dope that that you are the same person, and you're really become your own victim. You know, you cause that, but once you're on it, it's just, it's a tough thing. And I don't have any sympathy for him, but I do have empathy for him.
Is there a particular crime that comes to your head that either occurred in the past, present, or both?
That relates, that I just recall?
Yeah, just, a certain time that comes to your head.
Personally, or just that I'm aware of? Well, I am really distressed when on my Friday morning show that somebody from the sheriff's department, we were discussing our new jail. It's not so new now. It's about 8 or 9 years old. And they have pods, which I just presume in my mind is a floor of about 125 people that are incarcerated here in Washington County in Hillsborough. And I says, you obviously don't mix men with women. He says, oh, no. And I says, so what's the breakdown? He said, well, we're quite often full. We have five pods, so you multiply that by times 125. I think that was the math. And he said, we have four pods for men and one pod for women. And I was hoping I would hear. I mean, I wasn't hoping. I just thought I would hear that the female pod was partially full. He says, no, it's full to the hilt. I said, whoa, really? I mean, I just don't always think of women being as bad as guys. And but, there are four floors for men, so I guess there is more men that do the crime, and I'm that's the way I felt. But I said, what? Why do you always fool with women? He says, meth. I said, you're kidding me. He says, yeah. If there's 125 in jail right now, this day, he says, probably 97% of them are there because of meth. Oh, gosh. I mean, and how many of those women have children? Probably half or 70% or 80%. And then, oh, God, those poor kids. And then they're getting shuffled around. And we're just breeding another generation as their children, because she can't manage them. She can't teach them anything about morals or not doing something, because she's a... So anyway, I would say that the most disturbing news I have had in a long time is how many people are on meth and what they will do to stay on meth, because they have to have it until they get it broken.
Have you ever had an experience with crime yourself?
I would say no, nothing that like I'm referring to. I know people, and that is about as close as I've come to.
To what extent is Hillsborough a safe community?
I wouldn't venture a guess. I don't know what. I don't. As opposed to the most perfect place to live, I don't know where we rank in there. You'll have to ask the Hillsborough PD on that. I think they would know. I know that that I know where I travel, and I know I go to a lot of meetings at night, and I know that I am constantly getting in my car, and as I walk to my car, I do look around, and I'm aware that I'm not immune from something happening. And so I would guess Hillsborough is probably as safe as most or any. And I know the Hillsborough PD works their fanny off. And they got some really sharp law officers, as does the Washington County Sheriff's Office. The officers I've met are just top-notch people. And they work very, very hard. A lot of them undercover that I've met work very, very hard. And it boils down to punk gangs and drugs, which probably make our community unsafe to any degree, whatever that degree is.
Do you have anything else to say about this issue that you have?
Yes. How is Century's football team going to be this fall? I see. Is that it?